It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
So, I'm just leaving a visitation for one of our co-workers. She passed away here the day before Halloween. Apparently it's going to a meal with a bunch of directors or senior leaders or something like that. Starting to kind of lose track of exactly what it was, but anyway, it was with the top people of the within the organization, and she had a medical issue, I guess, is how they described it. And later that evening, she passed away. Now, she was a beloved member of the organization. Very well liked. Kind of like a visionary, I guess, sort of. And probably the one of the favorite things I when I talked to her, I guess it's not really favorite per se, but usually when I was talking to her about some sort of issue, the first person she blamed was herself. It's like, you know, I probably did something wrong. And, you know, she's the first person to blame herself rather than potentially the technology or anything else. And me being the person I am, I was like, you know, things happen. So, yeah. Something you never fully expect to see. So, I'm still trying to remember what it was. I had an actual topic thought up. But for some reason, it's not coming to my head. By the way, this is the Mike Wills Podcast for October, 6th, 2018? Something like that. So, yeah. That was a thing that happened last week. So what else is happening? Well, I'm sure whatever I was going to talk about was another political rant. I think I had it even well formulated how I was going to start it, blah, blah, blah. And then you don't write it down and you forget. As always. So, now, I'm just going to ramble for a few minutes. Unless I come up with it. So, one thing I do know, elections is tomorrow. Get out and vote. I cannot wait until all these political ads are done. They're getting so bad, so attacky, if you want to call it that. They're constantly attacking one another. Whatever happened to tell me your position and don't tell me what the other person's position is? I don't care what their position is. They can tell me their position. You tell me your position. And they don't anymore. It's so-and-so doesn't believe in health care. It's so-and-so doesn't believe in blah, blah, blah health care. So-and-so avoided his taxes. So-and-so has had so many arrests and so many things. You know what? Stick to the news media will cover that kind of stuff. Tell me what you are about. tell me why I should vote for you. Don't tell me why I should vote, not vote for the other guy. Not going to help me. There is one election in Minnesota that I'm going to call confusing. Keith Ellison, I'm sure this is pretty much a national name at this point, was accused by his girlfriend for, was it domestic abuse? And it's hard to know the truth. Because on one hand, you start looking at the Me Too movement type stuff. Yeah, he should be, if he truly did something, he should be not running, he should not be elected, so on. However, if somehow, for some reason, this is being made up, maybe she's trying to get revenge or who knows what, that should come out. And the problem with a lot of this stuff becomes he said, she said. And to a certain point, can you really trust either of them? Because one person is going to remember things a certain way based on their thoughts and what's happening and what's going on. The other person is going to have a whole different set of thoughts, see different things, and think different things. And but all this Me Too stuff, you really gotta think if punishment meets crime. And I want to tread carefully because there are absolutely issues out there that need to be taken care of. Absolutely. However, there are times when the punishment doesn't fit the crime. You know, if something happened, let's just say you're bullying in high school. There's a lot of bullies in high school. Does that mean you can't run for an office? Well, it depends. If he's turning 20 and he's still bullying, okay, no. If he's 54, has had a long track record of doing good, helping others, blah, blah, blah. Is something he did in high school, as now matured, really going to affect how he does his job? Or her job? I mean, let's make this general neutral here. There are crimes that absolutely would be an answer of no, they should not run for a public office. There are positions in leadership positions that a person could be become where the answer should be no, you should not. Because you're now in another position of power. So I don't know. I've looked through the candidates a little bit. MPR or Star Tribune, one of the local papers, they kind of went through a lot of the candidates. I kind of looked through it and pretty much have decided what I want to do. But I still want to make sure to get the word out, get out and vote. I don't care if you don't have time, make time. Your employer, I believe, is required by law to allow you time off to go vote. Now, if that means unpaid, if it means you have to use vacation, I don't know what those rules are. But I do, at least in Minnesota, I believe you are required by law to be able to be given the opportunity during work hours to go vote. Now me, I will probably go either over lunch or right after work might not work. But I'll probably go after lunch, during lunch. I'm in a very, I don't want to call it very small precinct, but I'm in a rural township. So, the people who are voting, you know, you have a couple thousand people probably in the township. I'm not sure how many we have, but, you know, it's not like in Los Angeles where you have thousands of people that need to go through all day. Though I think the longest I've ever waited to vote there has been about 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. Not a big deal. So, well, weather-wise, let's kind of change subject, something happier. Although, the weather's not really happier, but weather-wise, it's been rainy and dreary the last few days. You know, kind of fitting for a funeral, which I don't know if I've ever been to a funeral where it's been sunny and beautiful and great weather. It's always been either cold, cold and wet, or any variation thereof. But I digress a little bit from the weather again. Things are getting colder. I'm hoping it dries up a little bit before, Veterans Day. I'm hoping things kind of dry up before Veterans Day. I have off that day because government work. Hey, great. So we are going to be, hopefully clean up my leaves, finally. And for the first time in a long time, all my maple trees have lost all their leaves, or just about. That doesn't happen very often. A lot of times, our maple trees are the last ones to drop their leaves. So I like to kind of wait until the last, as long as possible before I do anything. Because otherwise you're just doing it multiple times and it's kind of a pain in the butt. Huh, I think this construction project's almost done. So, I get the fun of trying to take care of leaves yet. And I don't just get a few leaves. I have, 8-ish maple trees all in a row. You are up to your ankles in leaves when you start walking through the leaves. And that's without raking them. That's just them sitting there. I get huge piles of leaves that I then have to take care of. I actually just take them out to the cornfield, or the, I guess, bean field this year. Out to the field next to my house. And, you know, basically fertilizer for the farmer. And the following year they go through, they kind of grind, they till it or what exactly they do always. Not always there, but they usually do something. Kind of stir it in, and then they get some good fertilizer, or some fertilizer at least. So yeah, deer hunting is in full swing. I don't know if anything's been taken in my area, but I kind of hope they do. reason being, I mean, I I love watching the deer. If you watch me on Facebook, a lot of times I talk about the neighbors are now visiting again. The other day we had about 6 or 7 deer visiting our apple tree, eating the apples off the ground or whatever they can reach. Oh, there's a crop on the road. I just drove over. But my parents were out to my place the other day and they seen like 16 deer. That's a lot of deer. And I am a firm believer in population control for deer and any kind of animal. There needs to be some amount of population control by humans in order to allow the proper maintaining of the species. Come on. Where are you? sorry. I was trying to change lanes. You do need to properly maintain the herd in order to A, prevent overgrowth, because if you get too many deer, there's not going to be enough food for them. 2, you're going to get more predators, which can endanger humans, pets, and so on. So a lot of times it's better to kind of maintain, you know, take a few out. Most hunters that I know of are responsible, and they only pick out 1 or 2, depending upon what kind of licenses they have, in order to do proper maintenance of a herd. You know, you usually take the bigger ones, which are older, kind of allowing the younger bucks. You know, a lot of people like bucks. Allowing the younger bucks to propagate themselves. Or on the other hand, you know, you take out a couple does. Well, we have at least 2 does this year that gave birth to twins. So now that one deer, now those 2 deer now multiplied it by 200%. You know, yet you're not losing much of a population otherwise. And don't get me wrong, those little deer are super cute. Especially when they're just following mama around. Just the other day, I did see another spotted fawn. I couldn't believe how well-defined the spots were yet. Because most of the deer I have seen, they really don't have spots anymore. They're still small. You can definitely tell which ones are which. Which ones are the, what do you call it, yearling? Whatever. So you definitely can tell that. And holy cow, I've been talking for 18 and a half minutes. you can definitely tell, you know, which ones are the yearlings and which ones are the fawns. But it's, you definitely need to do some population control. And that's what hunting does. Fishing, one can argue one way or the other on that one. But as a responsible fisherman myself, I usually only keep what I know we can eat, and you can only take home 1 limit. which in Minnesota, actually I think they may have just changed it. But for like walleyes, it's usually like 6 fish and I think that even went down to like 4 or 5 now. For northern pike, which is I like to catch as well. It's what, 2 now? So even like the population limits and so on, you know, one could argue either way on DNR and how good they are at maintaining some, you know, like populations like this, especially when they don't truly have a true count of, you know, everything's based on statistics. They don't have a true count of all the animals out there. They just know based on X percent, add X percent, and or X number, add X percent, this should be roughly how many deer we truly have. This is how many fish we should have based on this gill netting. You know, I don't know if DNR is the best at it. I don't know if they're horrible at it. But at a certain point, you have to trust that, A, they do have the best interest of nature in mind, but they also help control the populations so that, as I previously mentioned, deer don't run out of food. That's important. So you kind of have to trust these people that they're doing the right job. And everyone's going to argue. I know there's one lake that everyone complains about. It's a huge political hot button. But, I mean, at a certain point, you have to do something, and there's only so much you can do. So, I think I've rambled almost all the way home now. And now I'm at 21 and a half minutes. So I'm going to wrap it up here and call it good for this episode. And if you want to skip it, of course, you know, it's end of now. But if you want to skip it, go ahead. Don't feel bad. And then if I remember what the hell I was going to rant about for this time, I will do that next time. So I will talk to you again. Bye. Oops.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.